Independent Senator Angus King is seeking re-election this year. He says he wants a second six-year term for many of the same reasons he got into politics more than two decades ago. Mel Leary has this profile.
King's first job in Maine after he moved here from his native Virginia was as an attorney at Pine Tree Legal in rural Somerset County. Later, while in private practice in Brunswick, he toyed with the idea of running in the 1st Congressional District. In 1994 came an open race for governor, and just as Maine's first independent governor, James Longley, had done, King cobbled together 36% of the vote, edging out former Democratic Governor Joe Brennan and Republican Susan Collins.
Establish once and for all that the government is here to serve the people and not the other way around.
That was King giving his inaugural address during his first term. He worked with Republicans on some issues, Democrats on others, and sought the middle ground. It worked. In 1998, he was reelected with over 58% of the vote, with five candidates on the ballot. After leaving office, he toured the country with his wife and two youngest children before returning to work in the private sector as a wind power developer. In 2012, when incumbent Republican Olympia Snowe suddenly decided to retire from the U.S. Senate, King ran as an independent against two party nominees and won with nearly 53% of the vote.
When people come up to me on the street, the most common comment I get is, thank you for being reasonable and listening.
King was campaigning recently at a restaurant in Winslow where several patrons sought a photo or a handshake. He says he's seeking a second term because there are a number of issues in play, including entitlement programs, that will affect a lot of Mainers in the next few years.
I'm worried about Medicare and Social Security. We passed that big unfunded tax cut. Revenues are falling, deficits are going up, and I'm already hearing noises out of Washington saying we've got to reform entitlements, and that's code for cutting Social Security and Medicare.
The 74-year-old King says he's in great health and has the energy and stamina to do the job for another 6 years. He makes light of comments about his age from his two 30-something opponents, borrowing a line made famous by Ronald Reagan in a 1984 debate.
I refuse to make their youth and inexperience an issue in this campaign. I just don't think that's right.
But he does say that Democrat Zach Ringelstein and Republican Eric Brakey are helping his campaign as they come at him from both sides.
I'm being criticized by one of my opponents for voting with President Trump too much and the other one for not voting with him enough. So maybe I'm in the right spot.
University of Maine political science professor Mark Brewer thinks King may be threading the needle just right as an independent in an increasingly partisan political atmosphere.
Not only is he the only independent who's likely to win, he's also the incumbent, and he's in an entirely different category. You know, he's a two-term governor, incumbent United States senator, incredibly popular.
King insists that he's taking nothing for granted and is campaigning as if he is behind in the race. And he says this is likely his last campaign, and he wants to make it a good one. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.